Welcome to the Sapover Forge Daily Briefing. Today we are looking at a significant shift in how we measure the value of artificial intelligence in the workplace. For a long time, the conversation has been dominated by model benchmarks, parameter counts, and the latest flashy capabilities of standalone chatbots. But new data from the US Census Bureau suggests that the real story is not about the models themselves, but about how we integrate them into our daily routines. According to the latest Household Pulse survey, 55% of American employees are now using AI on the job. Even more telling, one-third of those users report saving 1 to 2 hours per task. This is not about robots replacing people. It is about the measurable recovery of time through the automation of routine information tasks. When we talk about productivity, we are often looking for the wrong things. We look for the most powerful model, the most expensive subscription, or the most complex agent. But the census data points to a much simpler reality. The biggest gains are happening in research, drafting, and summarization. These are the repetitive, administrative burdens that eat away at our day. The takeaway here is clear. If you are still treating AI as a standalone tool, a place where you copy and paste text back and forth, you are missing the point. The real productivity gains come from connecting these tools directly into your existing operational pipelines. Think about your own week. How many times do you manually move data from an email to a document, or from a spreadsheet to a summary tool? Every time you perform that manual handoff, you are creating a bottleneck. The most effective way to use AI right now is to map those handoffs and bridge them using APIs, direct cloud connections, or simple automation scripts. This is the difference between a toy and a tool. A toy is something you open in a browser tab when you have a spare moment. A tool is something that sits in the background, waiting for a trigger, and completes a task before you even have to ask. Let us look at a practical experiment you can run this week. Audit your daily administrative tasks. Pick one. Perhaps it is summarizing customer emails or looking up technical documentation. Instead of manually copying that information into a chat window, set up a simple workflow. Connect your inbox or your document folder directly to an AI summarization tool. Measure how many minutes you save over 3 business days. You will likely find that the time saved is not just in the writing, but in the context switching you avoid by not having to jump between applications. Now, we must talk about the risks. When you automate these workflows, you are introducing new points of failure. If your automation breaks, you might miss critical information. This is why human review is non-negotiable. You must have a process in place to verify the output of your automated workflows. Never let an agent send an email or update a database without a human in the loop check. This is not about the AI being wrong. It is about the AI being a tool that requires oversight. We are seeing a trend where enterprise software is beginning to bake this connectivity in. We see it in new stacks that link legacy databases to AI orchestration layers, and in developer platforms that now allow direct connections between storage buckets and compute instances. The infrastructure is becoming more connected, and your personal workflow should follow suit. So, what is our verdict for today? Our verdict is to use this approach now. Stop chasing the latest model upgrade if your current workflow is still manual. Focus on the plumbing. Focus on the connections. If you can save 1 hour a day by automating a simple, repetitive task, you have already achieved more than any model upgrade could provide on its own. As we look ahead, watch for more tools that prioritize interoperability over proprietary ecosystems. The future of AI is not a single, all-knowing model. It is a web of specialized tools that talk to each other, managed by you, the human operator. Your goal for the next few days is simple. Find the friction, connect the dots, and reclaim your time. Thank you for listening to the Sapover Forge Daily Briefing. We will be back tomorrow with more practical insights on building and working with AI.